good morning. This is Lawrence tuning in to Plus Minus. I'm going to chime in with what I got to say before the playoffs kick off today. Actually, well, later tonight. I want to first give a round of applause to. I want to really, really give a round of applause to the NBA and the 2017-2018 series because, man, what a season it has been. I mean, geez, we're talking about a season that I would like to call the soap opera season. I mean, look at all the drama and all the setbacks and all the just so much stuff has happened this year in the NBA, and it's just been an exciting season. And the best part about it is it's just gonna move on. The excitement's just gonna continue forth onto the playoffs. I mean, we got some crazy brackets. And before I jump into talking about my playoff predictions, I really want, you guys know I'm a Boston fan, a diehard Boston fan. And I really want to give a huge shout out to Brad Stevens and what he's been able to do with the Boston Celtics this year. And just through all the injuries that we've had, they have had throughout the season with all their starters, and they're still able to hold on to the top seed and not so weak East anymore. Like, a lot of people are sleeping on the East, but the East is it's a growing conference, and we're finally going to see a time, an era where the East is somewhat strong. So I also want to talk about OKC, but I'll talk about them in my playoff predictions, because you know what? That's another team that a lot of people are sleeping on, is the OKC. I feel like my overall prediction of the playoffs is whoever wins that second round series between OKC and Houston is going to take the title. That's just my opinion. Okay, I think whoever comes out of that series is going to take the title. So that's my prediction in the West. It's going to be a OKC and Golden State. Maybe Golden State. We'll see. We will see. But we'll see. And I also want to give a shout out to Minnesota. 13 years dry of the playoffs, and now they finally made it. Congratulations. Now show up and maybe make that upset over the injury-riddled Golden State Warriors. Harden's MVP. Simmons is Rookie of the Year. And if Brad Stevens don't get Coach of the Year, I'm going to take a year off of watching the NBA. Tune in tomorrow, because we're going to argue about this. And we're going to come at you guys with some heated, maybe not an argument, but a debate. Because I know he's got some ideas, like the whole Miami over Philly. I don't think that's possible. A lot of people are talking about that. But Philly's too hot. And there's nobody to guard Simmons right now. That kid is on a mission to prove some worth in the NBA, and I'm loving it. I'm loving his game. The kid is here to play. So, I got Philly over Miami on that one. LeBron, he gets lucky this year again with all the injuries, and I'm not gonna believe in Toronto's hype. They got a challenge in Washington, and to be honest with you, I got Washington coming out of that series. That's just my first upset, and I want to say Boston's gonna come out on top, only because they got more of a system. They're more disciplined. They have more fire in their players, from the starters to the bench. I think that's gonna be a great series. But I think Boston comes out, and I'm going to say 6. I think Milwaukee might squeeze 2 home games in. But other than that, I mean, I just don't know if the East can produce much of a challenge right now, with Philly being injured and Boston being injured and Toronto being unproven. I think it's going to be another walk, not a walkthrough for Cleveland, but it's not going to be much of a challenge. We're not going to see the same thing as last year, 12-0. But, man, the guy gets lucky. I swear the guy gets too lucky. So anyways, we're gonna be hitting this up. We're going to be following the playoffs. I need you guys to definitely chime in, whatever opinions you guys have, let us know, because we have our ears open and our opinions stand strong, but we're always open to opinions, and I can't wait. So coming back at you guys, plus minus, tune in.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another episode of Plus Minus. I'm your boy, Ebby. I just want to wrap up this amazing regular season. This regular season, like, it got me. It got me right where I wanted to. Mainly because I'm an OKC guy. And we were down last year, you know. KD, I don't like saying his name, but he did us dirty. So dirty, and he left us for dry, and we had to kind of, you know, regroup, and we did. You know, Westbrook kept us afloat. We carried our team, averaged a triple double, MVP. You got it. This year, we get Paul George, Carmelo Anthony. Oh no, we're back. We were back. We looked amazing. We're the fourth seed in the West. Was it easy? No. Could we have won more games? Yes. But we're not built for the regular season. We're built for the playoffs, baby. We're built for the playoffs, and we're gonna walk right past those Utah Jazz. We're going to walk right past those guys. And I know Spurs want to beat the Warriors. I don't know the mentality. I know Pop has a game plan. But, you know, I think the Warriors can get a series even without Stephen Curry. I hope not, though. That's just my deep-rooted hate for what KD did to us, though. But they're an amazing team. You know, and even though they had an injury-riddled season, they still managed to get 58 wins, which is amazing. And they didn't look as motivated as in prior years, but that's what happens when you're winning so much. Like, not just winning in the postseason, they're winning in the regular season. They had three straight 61 seasons. I mean, it takes a toll on you, on your mentality. Like, you want a new challenge, and that's why they kind of lollygagged through the regular season. And, you know, I hate to get into this one. The Blazers and Pelicans, that series, nobody wants to talk about. I don't want to talk about it. I don't care who comes out. Like, let's just, no. Dame, congratulations on a great season. I know you've been complaining and whining how you're overlooked and all that crap for, like, the last decade, it feels like. No, really. Like, last half decade, I'd say Dame doesn't feel like he's been getting the respect that he deserves. Maybe if you stopped rapping, we'd care a little more. Be a basketball player full time, and you would be doing this all the time. He's all NBA second team this year. I say that because Russ averaged a triple double. You cannot deny a triple double for all NBA first team. I'm sorry. And Russ just won one less game than him, and he averaged a triple double. Come on, guys. He did it twice. Not once, twice. That thing that hadn't been done in 50 years, he did it twice. And they say he was holding Kevin Durant back. Oh, please. Man, let me tell you something. You know, in the East, Raptors Wizards, it's going to be, all hell's going to break loose, because I got some bad news for Raptors fans. That series is not going to be a walk in the park. It's not going to be a regular 1-8 matchup. It's going to be a bloodbath. Mainly because the Raptors are the Raptors. Cavs, Pacers, we already know the result. Cavs. And let me not beat around the bush. Cavs are going to the NBA Finals again. Mainly because the Celtics were so banged up this season. And think about this. Celtics were so banged up this season, and look at where they are. They're the second seed. That's because they have four stars. Yes, that's right. They have Kyrie Irving, Gordon Hayward, Al Horford, and Brad Stevens, who is their superstar. Brad Stevens is the best coach in the NBA, and it's not even close. And I've been saying that, and I will walk by it. He's the coach of the year. You could say Quinn Snyder. You can say Brett Brown, you can say Dwayne Casey, but if any of those coaches had the circumstances that Brad Stevens had, no, they would not. I repeat, not be in the position that Brad Stevens is in. Kudos to him. I don't know how he did it. and they will be the Milwaukee Bucks. And I still haven't gone to the conference finals. And I'm going to say something that you guys will hate. I know everybody likes the process, quote unquote, and the Fresh Prince. I'm not buying into all that. I got Miami Heat. Reason why? Hassan Whiteside hates Joel Embiid. Okay? Dwayne Wade is a winner. Father Prime is going to come back, and he is going to show you guys again. And Miami Heat, they're just well coached. They play the right way. You know, Eric Spoelstra is a hell of a coach. No disrespect to Brett Brown. Eric Spoelstra has been there, done that. And, you know, the 3-6 matchup, I don't even know who the 3-6 matchup is. Oh, that's the Miami Heat. I don't care about that matchup. I just see the Miami Heat winning more convincingly than you guys think. Okay? And that's the bottom line. And that's in terms of regular season rewards, I'm going to have to go with James Harden, the MVP, even though I believe LeBron is the MVP. James Harden, it's just time to win. We have to give it to him. We've robbed him so much years, and like, to the point where I feel like it's affecting him psychologically. And also, you know, rookie of the year is Ben Simmons. Technically, it's Ben Simmons. I still feel like Donovan Mitchell deserves it, but Ben Simmons, he's been out of this world. Because triple-doubles over winning, right? In stats, right? Like, so, you know, like, triple-doubles. So he's better than Donovan Mitchell, even though Donovan Mitchell carried this Utah team. Well, him and Rudy Gobert, who Rudy Gobert is the defensive player of the year. And, you know, coach of the year is obviously Brad Stevens. Victor Oladipo, my man Victor Oladipo, who learned from Westbrook, is the most improved player. Think about that. And of course, you know, sixth man of the year has to be my man Lou Williams. This year is going to be great. This playoffs is going to be great, and I can't wait to go pound for pound, blow for blow with my boy Lawrence, because I know he has some absurd predictions, absurd points. But that's my man. That's my man. He's a little crazy, but that's my man.